Yay! Why are we clapping like it's a fucking show? Monica, get off your fucking phone.
I'm buying a ticket out of here.
Oh. That was the best way to start a podcast. It's like, I'm fucking getting ready to leave this goddamn godforsaken place.
That's okay. You can walk back. It's minus 25 degrees outside. And we're not in Alaska. That's amazing.
Make sure we have a way out of here.
I'm buying a ticket out of here.
We're from Colorado Valley right now.
I hate that. Everybody's like, oh, you're from Colorado. I'm like, Colorado, I get in my fucking car. I turn on the butt warmer. I don't schlep around like I do here.
Ooh, humble brag. Butt warmer, ding!
It's been in the fucking 60s in Denver. Like, all my friends posted pictures, like, their kids in t-shirts. They're wearing fucking flip-flops. I'm like, I hate you all. Just know that I hate you all.
Those people are assholes. They're like, it's beautiful. Move back home.
Before we go on to taking pictures of your car thermometer and posting on Facebook like unoriginal fucks, let's just do a who's who in the audience here. Well, of course, I called up my counterpart and co-host and, you know, gypsy BFF in the world, Monica Vita. Yay. sitting to my right is Anthony Crescenzo. A fellow New Jerseyan, guys, Anthony Crescenzo.
What up?
Also a gypsy.
I don't know Italians were gypsies. Well,
that's more gypsy by association, by the way.
He looks more gypsy.
Yeah, it's like I decided that I was going to move into that kind of lifestyle.
The politically correct term is Roma.
And let me tell you something about how to get out of being a gypsy. Floods. Work. My grandmother had to get rid of, like, everything that she had because of Sandy, and it was the only person I actually went, you know what? This is a good job. Thank you. I understand Katrina could have made so many people so much happier if they would have just thrown away their shit earlier.
That's hoarders.
I thought
it's the same thing. Except y'all have pennies.
I thought
gypsies are like moved. Yeah, they're nomads.
They're nomads, right.
Yeah, you ever seen how much stuff they have, though? They're carrying it around. You never seen a homeless person on 4th Avenue?
Yeah, actually.
She's like,
Kevin's actually talking about the peoples.
I am actually, but we're cutting it down. And I, of course, do not want to leave
Amanda.
I don't want to leave our last guest without being introduced. Amanda Baranki, everyone.
Yay.
Hello, hello. She's got a cute little hat on, like she's one of Fat Albert's gang. Which one was that that had the hat on? I forgot his name.
Mushmouth?
That's it.
Mushmouth. Can roll mine down.
See, that's it. Even better.
Hey, new man.
It's too cold.
Is it cold here?
No, it's cold everywhere.
Are you anemic?
I don't know. I have poor blood circulation. Is that anemic?
It's also
pretty
cold.
Much.
Yeah, like, it's also cold.
If we're really looking into this, it's
yeah,
cold.
Yeah, you're a tiny thing. There's no real, you know.
I have no meat on my bones to keep myself warm.
Skinny, cute-looking guy. Can't keep me speak. Skinny.
Wow.
Skinny, cute-looking girl, guys. Give her a looky-loo on that infamous Facebook or Twitter, shall you?
Yeah, because you know with the Mushmouth reference.
I know.
She's not gorgeous. Look like Mushmouth. Her hat. Looks like Mushmouth.
Right.
She has an Instagram account.
Oh.
I do.
Well, we'll get to that later on, the plug part.
Stalker.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. And it is cold outside, apparently. I haven't left my domicile yet. But can everyone stop taking pictures of their fucking thermometers in the car? We get it. It's cold. You're a jerk off. How about that?
or screenshots of your weather app.
Right,
enough
right.
Of that.
Right.
We all have a weather app. We all know.
Well, hold on. The Amish don't, actually. So, but then again, they're not looking at Facebook. So,
yeah,
touche.
Touché. Yeah.
How would I ever know what the weather is without Facebook?
Right. That's very.
Oh, window.
That was the first sarcastic comment today out of Monica Vita's mouth. Everyone.
Oh, I don't know if it was.
Oh,
well, we were out recorded one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. First recorded. So it's Saturday, the Saturday after Valentine's Day. So we thought we'd do a little roundtable on Valentine's Day. Extravaganzas, shenanigans, debauchery, tomfoolery, general horseplay, if you're so the fan of.
Okay.
Or in my world, hate.
Or hate, okay. Or even, you know, let's start here. Why not? I loved, before I was married to my lovely wife, I loved going to the bar on Valentine's Day. Because it was shooting fish in a fucking barrel. Mm. No easier time in the world than to go out and find a girl whose boyfriend just got her some shitty roses or a card or didn't even acknowledge a day, or B, find single, angry, bitter girls and use that to get me into a horizontal position with them. That, by far and away, was the easiest. I love that. Anthony Crescenzo, care to elaborate?
I definitely, I've done the Valentine's Day at a bar thing, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Big fan.
Because you don't even have to go after the girl that you're like, eh, maybe six beers. Eh, that's Khloe Kardashian. Like,
call back?
Sorry, guys, you didn't hear the reference that I was making before that me and Monica almost had a fist fight about.
Oh, my.
I would have won, though.
I was rolling back my sleeves. I'm like, yo, it's go time, Blondie.
he's Italian. He might have a gun.
I'm Hungarian, so.
That's right. They bite in close encounters.
That's very true. She just take me in her stagecoach and run me out.
Oh.
So anyway, I have been in that situation before. I was a bartender, and I was a barback on Valentine's Day. Let me tell you something about being able to get pussy as a barback on Valentine's Day.
Barback?
That's not even
bar-back.
A bartender.
Yeah, that's right. He's a bartender.
Barback on Valentine's Day. I'm covered in the stench of garbage and other people's, like, bottled drinks, like, and
but I'm throwing things. Can you love? Away. If and, you can love on Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, no, pretend. they were like, oh my god, you smell like the drink I just had. I love it so. I'm not even trying. I'm just getting paid and getting pussy on top. What?
Have you ever gotten thrown up on?
yeah, but that had nothing to do with being in a bar working.
That's just his fetish.
I was just going to say, that was a Craigslist,
what is that,
like,
called,
ad.
Rainbow or whatever?
I don't even know.
A metophile. How do I know that?
No,
Jeff Devon, the guy from Howard Stern Show.
I
know. I had to clarify, man.
No, but isn't it because, like, there's golden showers?
Yeah.
Isn't it like a rainbow? I think it's called rainbow something.
Like a Lucky Charms.
Oh, no, that's when you lick and then kiss. Or is it?
No, any. I digress.
All three of us, except Anthony, were like, what the fuck was that? Like, Urban Dictionary, hold on a second. Oh, yeah, it's under the perverted section. And all right, whatever. I don't judge.
Wait, well,
or do I judge?
Amanda,
so,
do you want to weigh in on the...
Do you care any...
As a female?
Yes.
About on the wounded gazelle?
I love that.
I mean, it sounds like you guys have amazing game, obviously.
I mean, look at us, for Christ's sakes.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really get into Valentine's Day. I think it's stupid, so...
Don't we all...
Do we, though? Do we all think it's stupid? I feel like a lot of people really get into it.
It's a multi-billion. Actually, I think this year, I don't know that I forgot the number, but this year was the most spent on Valentine's Day in like retail history.
I saw an article in the Post where it said something to the tune of, you can spend like $25,000 on a bouquet of flowers. And I'm like... First of all, if I had that kind of money, I would need guarantees that I'm going to get anal from every one of her family members.
Wait,
all right?
Speaking of anal,
every one of her family members, I get the fuck in the butt.
Did you
see
the dog?
That's
even cute. The dog?
No, that's disgusting, Amanda. Let's draw the line somewhere.
Did you see, though, that now for Valentine's Day, I saw this all over Facebook, which tells you, like, what I'm doing in my life, that the algorithm's like, let's advertise this on Monica's page. But you could actually get either a chocolate or golden cast made of your asshole.
I saw that. Yeah. Right? I saw that.
I'm like, oh, here's anal. Here you go.
Yeah, right.
That's such an easy app. So my favorite thing, which is kind of like the girl version of what you fellas do now that there's the Tinder app, is I like to go sit at the bar at a fancy restaurant and open up my Tinder and see who's there and who's in the restaurant with their fiance and fuck their shit up real good. Be like, oh, is this you? This looks like you, buddy. Why are you on Tinder, friend?
Monica Vita, Caco de Blanco extraordinaire.
Yeah, and you could set up a Tinder account like while you're single and it's still up there.
Oh, I know, but... But trust me, if you're at dinner and some random chick's like, hey, is this you?
You better watch out with that shit because you might wind up with a couple that goes, oh, are you in? You want to go? Let's do this. Bathroom
she
now.
Into
Hope
it.
You don't
well,
get pregnant.
This one-on-one just became a three-way tag team match for the WWF Championship of the World.
I'm like, here's my golden asshole. It's my business card.
Do you know what that sounds like, though, what you just promoted? This sounds like a pilot we could shoot.
What?
Golden Tinder asshole. Well, cheaters,
golden ass.
Like call it like cheaters with entrapment, though,
James
kind of thing.
Bondage.
Go to a fucking restaurant, go scope out who's on Tinder, and go bust their shit up. Fox, we're taking calls.
Just in case you were wondering. What? I am mean that way. So that's
oh, cool. So that works.
That's
out.
A, that's the mother side of her.
No.
Call back. Call back.
By the way, that was not sarcastic. She was very serious about that one. Yeah. Like, no, I am that mean.
I am. I just, you know, no.
I will mess up your relationship and your credit.
Well, you know.
So, Amanda, have you ever found yourself at a bar on a Valentine's Day-ish weekend or night or whatever and said, you know?
No.
Okay, then I'll just go fuck myself.
I can find myself at a bar any night.
Performing.
Yeah.
I mean, comedy. That notwithstanding.
No, I mean, no, I think Valentine's is stupid, so I don't, I've never, it's, I don't really, it's not like a thing that I'm like, well, I'm so alone today, because I'm like that every day.
Oh.
But also, I mean, I hate it, and people think you're jaded if you're like, I hate Valentine's Day, and they're like, oh, you're lonely. I'm like, no, I hated it in relationships, I hated it in marriage, yeah. I hated it single, because it's a bullshit day. If you're in a relationship, why on earth would you wait, you know, like, it's, you have, first of all, you have other things, right? You have anniversaries and birthdays, so it's not like you have to wait. And it's just so, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, everything's more expensive, you can't get into a restaurant when you do. It's just, it's, yeah. It doesn't typically work out well.
What did you do for your wife this year?
Well, I'm glad you asked that.
Did you impregnate her?
Did I impregnate? No, she was already impregnated. I came back from Oktoberfest. Bang! German beer does increase virility. What did I do? True story. true story. What did we do? We went out
great,
to dinner.
We definitely want more Germans.
Wait, so your wife is into Valentine's Day?
She's not into Valentine's Day. She fucking hates
she's
it.
She's smarter than that.
She's yeah. She's absolutely like, this is dumb. She's like, let's just go to dinner. I got her a fucking card, and that was, and I paid for dinner.
That's,
and that was it.
That's a keeper.
It was funny. When we first started dating, like, we first started talking, like, the end of January. So it's kind of like, I think we both knew that something possibly could come of it. So I called my one like girlfriend. I'm like, Jenny, I'm like, what do I do? How do I acknowledge this? She's like, just send her some goofy online card. I'm like, this is me acknowledging Valentine's Day. Boom, done. That's it.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't give a shit.
Sometimes that's what it is, too, is it's not so much like, you know, you and your guy need something. It's like everybody, it's the other people who make you feel shitty if you don't get flowers at work.
Right.
Crap like that, you know, so that's pressure, man.
No, it
all
is.
Those jewelry commercials.
No, it is. And it's like, well, for her, she's like, listen, they just fucking jack you up for flowers on
and
this.
And they're shitty. And
right.
They die,
right.
And scam.
There's pressure for everybody. Like, yeah. There's pressure for the guy to feel like he has to do something. There's pressure for the girl to feel like she has to have a guy that does something for her.
And it's all about the show for the woman. It's kind of like, I'm at the office. I got flowers.
And that's not fair. Like, if it was a real fair holiday, then it would be both of the people doing something for each other.
Right.
Right? It would be like, I would get you a card as well. You wouldn't just get me a card. I
right.
would get you a card as well.
Right.
I guess they just want that. The golden asshole. That's all they want.
Or to bang their sister. I mean, whichever comes
first,
everybody
right? Everybody knows Valentine's Day means anal, so.
I don't need Valentine's Day for that. But that's just... I just because I did.
No,
sure I
Amanda,
the right
are
girls.
You listening to what I was saying? If you really love somebody, it's anal every day.
You know, we're only 15 minutes into our podcast, and we've referenced anal no less than 10 times.
Yeah.
So let me go for number 11. So we were in Turks and Caicos on vacation. I know, right? No pun intended. We were on Turks and Caicos for vacation, and we were watching a bunch. It was the place we stayed at was very nice, but it was like every fucking like couple that was baby mooning, if you want to use that gay term now.
That's
baby,
the thing. What I don't even know
baby
what that
moon.
Means.
Where people go, couples go on vacation together that
it's
are
just
expecting.
What you guys were doing.
Exactly. Well, it wasn't planned like that. We always go away this time of year anyway. Monica's a bitch today, guys. I don't know what's going on. So anyway, we're sitting.
You don't know what's going on.
Oh, I do know what's going on.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure I have a very good idea. The Red Wings are playing a home game, guys. The Red Wings are playing a home game. They're playing the Blackhawks. It's a major rivalry.
Score. Nice assist.
We were in Turks and Caicos. We're walking around, and at night we saw a shitload of couples of playing fucking board games. I'm like, why are you playing board games? I'm like, it's obvious that anal is no longer in the fun rotation wheel if you're playing fucking board games on vacation in Turks and Caicos.
So right? I went away on vacation. This is when 50 Shades of Grey came out, and everybody there was on their honeymoon. And where'd you all go? The women, this was like when that came out. We went to Belize. Yeah, the book.
The book just came out last week.
Sorry. No, but when the book came out, and I was laughing so hard with my friend because we were there and we chose a resort that didn't have kids because, well, we don't like them. We like them. We just didn't want them around us while we were drinking. Right. No, but it was hilarious because every couple there, the women were all totally ignoring their new husbands, reading 50 Shades of Grey, and meanwhile, like, the husbands were all staring at us. And I was just like, this is creepy, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, it's like, you know, the Yoda voice in me is like, you know, do not read. Like, it's like, go home.
I think, I'm pretty sure Yoda would promote reading. He was a very wise individual.
Don't read it. Yeah. Go do it.
Well, I actually went and saw the movie last week.
How was it?
Hilarious.
Really? I heard unintentionally hilarious.
Yeah, it was so bad. Okay, I had a problem. My biggest problem was the main character, the girl. She had a flip phone. I don't know why she had a flip phone. Like, he would be like, I'm going to email you. And she'd be like, I don't get email on my phone. I'm like, what the f-? He had an iPhone. So I was like, why doesn't she have...
Where is she from?
Because she's poor.
I don't know. She lived in Portland, I think.
That's pretty much the case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apart from the
course. That was my biggest problem with it.
It was technologically inaccurate.
Yeah.
I read a lot of accounts online, and people said that the theater is... busted out in the laughter when he said something like, that's me. That's just me. I just fuck hard.
Yeah.
And he goes, the audience
We laughed.
Yeah.
I went to make fun of it. I did not read the books.
Like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 kind of thing.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I went with a friend and we went to
She even admits it, by the way. The first book, like she would give interviews about the first book and she would laugh. And she'd be like, I can't believe you people... love this. Like, I wrote it in my basement, kind of like tongue in cheek. It's terribly written. I am a writer, but like, it's really
sure.
But,
she is.
But
yeah,
well,
exactly.
But no, but I mean, she's like, but this literally was just like kind of an attempt at writing. Yeah, and she admits that. Now, the second and third, she was like, okay, obviously you people like this, so like, I'll do better. But she was astonished, and I was like, and we're laughing it up.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And I'm like, why?
Do you
watch porn?
50 Shades of Grey had the biggest opening weekend for February.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
And they have all
ladies.
These, like, sex toys
beside me and the girl, there was a guy there with his mother. It was very...
What the
fuck?
And he was, like, making commentary. Were they making out?
Was the Kinsman sold out? I mean...
She was, like, in her, like, 70s, and he was, like, probably in his 40s or 50s. It was so weird.
You could tell it was mother and son, though.
Yes, I could tell it was mother and son.
Wait,
and I was, like... And he was, like, he would be making, like, commentary throughout it, like, he didn't understand what was going on. So, obviously, he was there because she wanted him... to take her to the movie. I was like, this is the weirdest thing.
I would have gotten up from where you're sitting and sat right next to them.
They were one seat away.
Oh!
Perfect. Yeah.
Oh my god. Like, Monty's licking her asshole right now. Because your dad. She's like, your dad had a better hog than that guy did. Holy shit.
She's like, we used to use the hand crank vibrators.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It was steam powered. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my right time now.
Oh,
yeah. Look at that.
Unbelievable.
But situations like the one that you just went through where there was a guy with, and the guy just had no need to be there.
Yeah.
Now, after the first week, like, you know, it's like about 4 weeks in, they'll put it on YouTube and you could just watch it at home. You don't have
I don't think she knows how to use YouTube.
No. There's a website. I'll tell you right now.
Family bonding.
I don't know.
Or bonded.
Bonded.
Yeah.
Family bonded.
Yeah. That's why you don't want to go.
That's so weird that he brought his mother.
I mean...
You don't know. Maybe they love each other.
just watch that porn.
And I'll quote Ed Rooney from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So that's how it is in their family.
Yeah.
That's a good fucking film. They don't make shit like that anymore. By the way, I think kids from the 80s like myself should be able to sue John Hughes for giving a false perception of what women want. That's why...
No!
Oh!
Amazing!
Oh, I love
you leave John Hughes!
I love his fucking themes. I love his film.
If a guy was outside your house like this with a phone box,
he wasn't saying anything.
Really?
If I were a teenager.
Well, now I wouldn't because that's so hacky.
And creepy.
But I mean,
and
if,
like,
he did
why
it.
Over fucker.
Yeah.
I mean, the sense of like, oh yeah, this is how I feel and all that. I did that when I was younger and I fucked up a lot and I was pathetic younger. I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh,
John Hughes, you owe me a lot of fucking money.
John Hughes is
but isn't he dead?
Yeah. He died.
Yeah.
I'm assuming his estate.
All his movies were great.
Most of them. Ferris Bueller's fucking smash. Uncle Buck. Fucking love Lawyers. It. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Classic.
I'm not talking about the chick. I know you're not going to be like, oh, I love
16 Candles.
I love 16
it was. It was okay.
That's fucking hilarious. What? Oh, Number Yankee Man.
Yeah, that was fine. That was fine. Some he did Some Kind of Wonderful as well, right?
I love that.
I hated that. Don't I couldn't you? Fucking watch it. She loves that too. I fucking
love that
hated
fucking
it.
Movie. Made me want to be a
John Hughes is great. I have no, but that fuck you. I'm going to put that out there. Anyway, back to the Monica Vita. How about you? Any Valentine's Day shenanigans at bars? Like that, like, oh, you know what, I go out and let me get some dick tonight to do it, boom.
Yeah, you know, at the risk of sounding arrogant, I don't need to do that. No. You can just
humble brag,
not a humble brag, you can get dick, like,
yeah, I girls know. Can just go get dick when they want to get
like,
dick.
It's not, it's like getting like dick, a thing. It's like, yeah, you gotta like slap it away sometimes, yeah. You're just like, leave, I don't want your dick, like, go home. What did I do? I was actually out, you know what, I was out and... I think I was hanging out with comics, so of course nothing.
There's plenty of dick to be offered when that comes around.
Yes, of course, but I genuinely hate Valentine's Day. It's just never gone well, and a lot of times it is. It's just the pressure, you know. It's like, did you buy the right thing? And then I try to. You were talking about this, like I also feel like, well, I should probably buy something for my significant other. And then they look at me like, this is totally cheesy and I have to throw it away before any of my guy friends see it. So then, you know, feelings get hurt, basically. That's
like
what
stuffed,
happens on
like a stuffed kangaroo or some shit like that?
Yeah, well, because what else can you buy?
Anal. Golden assholes, I mean.
Well, now. But when I was growing up, we didn't
back
have
in my
golden
day,
assholes.
Well,
it had to be the real one.
I'll be honest with you.
Please do. Please do.
You didn't
do.
Have
please.
Anal bleaching back
then.
Yeah, because
we're all the way to bleaching. Saying, like, my girlfriend went to the store with her daughter. And they came back, and the little girl had gotten me a bag of Godiva chocolates, and she got me like a heart shaped box with all chocolates inside of it. So later on in the day, I went and I went down to the store and I got flowers. But let me tell you something about getting flowers at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday.
On Valentine's Day?
Impossible. Yeah. Straight up impossible. Like, if I was in New York, I could have gone across the street and gotten them for less than $10.
I know. That's what
I was
I'm saying,
in
dude.
Northwestern New Jersey when this happened.
Sussex County. Warning.
It
might have been Warren County. But
just as bad.
I go down to the store. I go down to Quick Check because it's the closest
quick
place.
Quick Check.
I don't have
because nothing says love like
no,
Quick
well,
Check.
You know what?
Quick Check is a bodega for all you non-New Yorkers.
When you're hanging out with a single mother with two kids, being there shows you care.
I know.
That's
I
all
know.
I had to
but
do was be there.
Point. Like,
she
that's my
she
point.
Made
like,
us dinner.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with the kids like all day long, and so like I was trying to get the son to come out with me. Like, you know, we'll go get some from. But I didn't want to say that in front of her because it's got to be a present. So I'm like, you know what, forget it. You stay here, watch TV. I'm going to go down, I'll go to the store, and I'll go get it. I go down to the store.
She's
going to
be jerky.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I'm going to go down to Quick Check to go get the flowers. They don't have flowers at the Quick Check. And they're like, well, there's a CVS down the street. I swear to God, that's exactly how they said it, by the way.
Surprise. Warren fucking
yeah,
County. Yeah, it's fucking
you know,
really bullshit out there.
CVS down the street, you're probably going to get over there because we sold out at like 9
o'clock
this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, damn.
So isn't white trash adorable? Anyway, please.
Yeah, so I go down to the CVS. I can't even find the CVS. Finally, I see like about 3 miles down, there's a flower shop. And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get lucky. But I'm thinking to myself, it's Saturday.
No,
it's Valentine's Day. There's no way they're still open. They were still open because they were waiting for 3 orders that hadn't shown up yet that told them they were going to be late. I go in and I'm like, what kind of flowers do you want? And I was like, you know what? Those in the case are fine. They're like, those are $50. And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't give a shit. Give me the fucking flowers.
Yeah, but you also
and the girl
feel
just goes,
oh,
you just got out of work. I go, no, I just haven't been able to get out of the, I physically couldn't get out of the place that I was in to come down. I'm like, whatever, it's fine. Just put it on the cart. And she goes, you must have a lot of money. I go, I'm like, $50 a flower.
Yeah, just want to keep getting late.
You must have $50 a lot. You must have a lot of money. Woo, boy, wee doggy. You must have a lot
that's
of money.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, that's
Jesus
nothing.
Jesus Christ.
Well, because usually I get them for, like, if I'm going to get them for the weekends because, like, I'm getting them from my, every once in a while I get it from my grandmother or I get it from my mom or I get it from my sister because, like, if she's having a hard day or I get it from my girlfriend. But this happened to be Valentine's Day. I was expecting a bouquet with the crap in it, and it's flat, and it's roses. And I'm thinking, oh, crap, this is probably going to cost like $200. And I'm like,
you're paying me.
I'll take two bits.
What a fucking steal. And here's my question for you, being that your girlfriend has two kids. What time do you tell the kids, hey, listen, go to bed.
You don't. Because
daddy wants to fuck your mom.
Fake daddy.
That's right. New daddy.
Now new daddy. Daddy now.
Right. What time does new daddy, just go to bed.
How long have you been together?
Yeah. A little over a year.
Okay.
The way we do things is, and this is because I'm a chicken shit, not because of her.
Because you can't look him in the eye. That's why. You know you'll never be able to look him in the eye if you ever get caught. That's why. How old are they?
I think the older one's 8 and the younger one's 5.
Okay.
And so what we normally do is we wait till about like 11, maybe midnight, because the kids are definitely unconscious, gone. There's no chance they're waking up. My only problem is occasionally the little girl will come into the bed the next day and go like, I have a problem with sex dreams. So if she gets too close to me and I
feel a
woman. No, it happened once because like I was already having a dream where I was in an orgy. And
getting ready to dial 911. Hold on.
Over there like,
call child protective services.
Thank God I opened my eyes because it could have gotten real bad real quick.
Ew, Chris, you can see your eyes open.
No, like I like to look. Yeah.
Kidding.
No, I do. Because I like to see exactly
who
it is.
Why are you fondling my 5-year-old's non-existent breasts?
You never know when you're hooking up with a chick with a mustache. You have to look.
God, honey, you feel really tight. What's going on? Oh!
Oh, that's awful. That is so bad.
That's freaky.
Well, have they ever walked in when you're like sporting morning wood?
Yes. It's a yes.
Yes. Yeah. And the worst part, like, I'm Uncle also Tony in that kid's position. I'm also in her son's position.
Huh?
I'm also in her son's position, too.
Do tell.
Well, because my dad's been dead for a few years, so my mom is dating and she's engaged. So I, like, when I come back from the apartment, I have somebody pick me up. So that it's, like, very obvious that I'm coming into the house. Yeah. And if I'm coming home at night, I knock on the door that I freaking still have an address for. I'm ringing a doorbell at my mom's house because I don't want to catch them.
Yeah, you don't want to be.
You mean you're the guy whoever is dating your mother doesn't do the old neck yeah, exactly. Doesn't put like the old necktie around the door like in college or whatever.
No, it's a house.
I know.
See, this is why Anthony. Happy. My parents had a loveless marriage and didn't share a bedroom because I don't have any of those like terrible. You know, like, I walked in on blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, they didn't like each other, and they slept in different bedrooms, like Ricky and Lucy.
You mean they didn't do it, put a big note on the door, like, Anthony, busy fucking, P.S., love cookies in the kitchen, love mom.
That's more of a situation I would have with my roommate than with my mom.
You mean someone, we won't use names, but that'd be funny if you walk out and see him banging, which probably means he's going to end up getting rid of the body in a very inconspicuous manner.
There was a knock on the door one day, and I honestly thought that it was him. So I went outside. It was raining. I'm outside thinking, well, he's having sex with somebody, so I'm just going to let him go. I come back an hour and a half later because I'm being a nice guy. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore. So I knock on the door real hard. So this way, I'm like, you got to get her out. I come in. He's like, what the hell are you talking about? Who I got to get out? And I go, the girl that's in here. I'm like, just make sure she's in the bathroom or something. Because, like, you know, I don't know who it is. And I don't care who it is. But, like, he goes, what are you talking about? There's a sock on the door. He goes, the neighbors across the way must have put it on there for me. So this way, like, they're just giving me free socks. And I went, you motherfucker! Are you kidding me? It was raining. It's like 10 degrees outside. I'm freezing cold. I'm trying to be a nice guy.
I'm sorry.
And
you're just the asshole for thinking door? That that's what the situation is. Yeah, you really thought that he was hooking up. He'd have his like dick in a skull or something.
You don't know.
It sounds like
he does that when he's actually just masturbating.
Yeah, I would still be cool with that. I don't want to see him fucking.
So it sounds like you would have been happier if you would have came to the door sporting a fucking full erect dick in his hand, like, dude, busy.
I had to go. I had to take a piss. I needed to go in. I waited an hour and a half to take a piss.
Your neighbors are assholes. Giving one sock at a time. What kind of person does that?
What? Did his neighbor step in a landmine in Vietnam? I mean, Jesus Christ. One sock.
Oh, no, no. It was two socks.
Where I lived before, I had a male roommate, and so
On Bergen?
Yeah.
You had a male roommate. No one got it in. That's just sad.
Who's to say he didn't get it in?
Well, he didn't, because actually, I think we both realized like the roommate situation was he's definitely not gay. That's my story. So it was like, you know, I felt bad for him because I was like dating somebody. So like he obviously always heard us banging. But like one night he brought a girl home, and I think, you know, he brought her home super late. So I think he thought like, oh, Monica's asleep. It's fine. It's not a big deal. And then I like wake up to this moaning, you know, and it was just like, I think he was probably going down on her from the sound of it. But, and also, by the way, kudos to him. Good job. She sounded happy. But I didn't know what to say because it was like loud and it woke me up and da da da. So like a really mature person, I just posted on Facebook and I was like, I think our house is haunted because there was a lot of moaning going on.
And here we go. He liked it. He took pictures, like status update.
He told me later. He was like, "Yeah." After that, I like would look for a hotel room or try to go to the other person's place. And I felt bad because I was like, "Wow, I was a real dick." And especially since like he heard me fucking my boyfriend probably a million times. But anyhow, roommate.
Humble brag. Monica's a screamer. Everyone, ding.
if depends on the guy.
That doesn't sound like a denial to me.
It doesn't.
Why would I deny that?
I don't know. You're being coy about it.